The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Ron, the show, Ugly is out. Sean Bajani is in. Tyler's on the ones and twos. The biggest story in sports today, rightfully so, is the U.S. men's team that plays tonight against Belgium. Kicks off at 7 o'clock Central. They're in Seattle, but it's a 7 o'clock Central kick. We will have one of our better players that we thought was going to have to serve a one-game ban, one-game suspension, Flo Balogun. He is going to play tonight. And the story that makes this thing such a national story right now is that Donald Trump, President of the United States, he called FIFA President Gianni Infantino and asked that they review the red card and the process of which led to Balogun being suspended. And FIFA reviewed and came to the point where they reinstated it. Is that the right way to put it, Sean? Reinstated, or they just...
I wouldn't say reinstated, but...
reverse their decision. Reversed, there you go.
Reverse the decision, and Balogun's going to play tonight versus Belgium. Not good for Belgium. Great for us Americans. And by the way, all you folks out there that are now mad, if some folks going as far to say go Belgium, because our best player got reinstated. Probably you feel that way because the President of the United States is involved in it. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
You got to be kidding. If you're an American and you would root for Belgium for any reason, something's wrong with you, man.
I agree. Did you happen to see, by the way, J.J. Watt's response to all of this on
Twitter? I didn't see it, no.
So he's catching a lot of hell for it as well.
Sure.
On Twitter because of what his stance is. And so upon the breaking news earlier this morning, J.J. Watt had basically tweeted out a GIF, and it's it's that character from Rudy, the janitor who's just doing the slow clap.
Slow clap, yeah.
Right? Yeah, good. And then people are like, oh, really, J.J.? Come on. The country over rules of the game and blah, blah, blah. J.J. had a really interesting response because he's got a very unique and interesting perspective on this.
Yeah, he's an owner, right?
He's an owner of a soccer team, and it's a very lengthy response, but I'll read you just the nuts and bolts of it. He goes, you root for your country. I think the red card was wrong. You think the appeal process was wrong. In parentheses, I would argue it should have not needed one. We disagree. I am American, so I'm pleased Flo can play. It will ultimately be decided on the field. Ball don't lie. And he tells a little bit of a story about how he's been on appeal calls, as an owner. In the Premier League and with both the NFL during his career. And he says, trust me, there are times you're likely fighting a losing battle, but you fight it anyway because that's what you do for your team. Yada, yada, yada. There's a lot more there. But I thought that's a very interesting perspective and way to look at it for somebody that has been on multiple sides of the table as both an NFL player and as a soccer owner.
Look, there's absolutely nothing that would make me root against the Americans, number one. But number two, if you watched it at all and you're not just a keyboard warrior and you realize how egregious the call actually was, I think if you still choose to root against America because the president made the call or because, you're that that big of a soccer rules guy, then boy, I mean, you need to grab you a cold beer and just watch America Tonight and chant USA a few times for me if you don't mind. But
let's go.
In the spirit of Trump calling the president and getting the Balogun suspension suspended, if you will, I thought we'd have a little fun here, boys. What in Houston sports history, and this isn't a happening on the field, these are decisions that we're talking, decisions that were made. What decision in Houston sports history do you wish you could have rang up the president and said, hey, man, make this call and make this go away? What decision in Houston sports history do you wish you could have called the current president, whoever the president was at the time, and they would have put a call in and said, no, we're going to reverse that call? I'll start this thing off. It's easy for me, boys. I was young during the Oilers days. I was playing elsewhere in the early Texans days. And so whether it's covering the team or rooting for the team, my passion that I expend for this team has been short-lived. It's not been the entirety of the history.
Mm-hmm.
And since I've been really a sports fan at all, I've never seen anything like the Jack Easterby situation. So I'm going to go with Jack Easterby. If the president Amen. Of the United States, if the president of the United States could have called Mr. McNair at the time as he was really liking Jack Easterby, if the president of the United States could have called Cal and Hannah and said, don't do it, it would have changed the trajectory of this organization.
I cannot. Nobody can disagree with that.
I mean,
hell no.
Now
nobody.
I don't know
you
that
win.
I don't know that we wouldn't have been the dreaded 500 for a couple of years in the Bill O'Brien exit and kind of trying to find the next guy, but I know we damn sure wouldn't have been the laughing stock of the NFL for a handful of years. So,
yeah.
Boys, it's easy for me, man. Who was president when that happened? Was it Trump the first time or Biden? One of the two, early Biden or Trump?
Question. Yeah, somewhere in there.
Well, Trump was first elected, right?
It had to be the end of Trump.
Then you had Biden, and then you had Trump again. So yeah, that was Trump.
We can say the same president. I wish Trump would have picked the phone up and said, "Cal, don't do it. Cal, just don't do it. Let Easterby be, man. Send him back to South Carolina. Let him go to A&M with Tyler's basketball team up there, where he ended up after here.
He sure as hell did.
That would be the one for me, boys. Is just that I stick to my guns. There will be a documentary at some point written about what was going on with Jack Easterby and the Houston Texans. Unfortunately, I think it's going to make a lot of folks look bad that I like, but it's I think that is going to be done. So I'm going with the Jack Easterby.
I think that's a great call. I think Trump's response back in the day probably would have been the same if he actually had a say over the Easterby. Mm. I saw the hire. It was a bad hire. The guy's been crooked and, you know, done some crazy things before. Talk to Cal and
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
And they're going to undo the hire. They're going to let Bill O'Brien, Mr. Butchin, handle the rest of the work from here on out. Glad I could be of help. It would probably sound something like that. I've got a few. I don't know which one I'm going to rest on.
Okay.
But the Rockets. 2018 Game 7 Western Conference Finals. Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
0 for 27 on the threes at one stretch.
Oh.
So if Donald Trump could have, you know, picked up the phone and like press the easy button and there would have been like some sort of tripwire like that would have gone across the court and disallowed right. like Trevor Ariza, Eric Gordon, or James Harden from ever shooting another three in that game during the third quarter stretch.
The decision to stay the course and do what your identity is and just keep jacking threes even though you're cold, right?
Yeah.
We're just not good enough.
You've got to stop shooting threes. Attack the basket, please.
I'm a sports fan. I knew this.
I think that would have been one. Astros signing Jose Abreu in 2022. That would have been another one of mine.
Yeah, some folks still have PTSD. I do not, but some folks do.
And then I'm going to represent the OGs, even though this was 3 years before I was even thought of. The Renfro catch. I think if a president could have called up and said, you get to look at this again. You got it wrong. That would have been the first instant replay during that era of NFL. And I think it probably would have been put to best use in the minds of Houston Oilers fans back then and made that a catch.
T, what do you got, man?
Man, I got to go with the one particular baseball game here in the city of Houston for these Astros that kept that squad, the golden era, from becoming a true dynasty. You remember Game 7 Nationals in town over at the time, Minute Maid Park. Greinke getting the start. Game 7 for all the marbles. Who's hoisting the trophy? World Series. And it didn't go well. 6-2, I believe, was the final score. Nationals won that World Series. And on the way to that final, manager A.J. Hinch made two very, very critical mistakes, in my view, that I will never forgive A.J. for, and that is starter Zach Greinke coming out of the game at only 80 pitches. This is your last game of the season, bro. You do not pull Zach Greinke at that stage at 80 pitches. Mm-hmm. You spend him up, especially with the state of the bullpen for the Astros at that time.
Well, he was rolling, too.
Yeah, and then to follow up pulling Greinke too early for Hinch, you don't put in the fellow who became a representative of himself. Of course, talking about Gerrit Cole, one of the inspirations for the turd list, which will return this Thursday, by the way.
Let's go!
But yeah, I got to go with that game 7 in 2019. Just so many things maddening about that one as the Astros lost, and then we saw Gerrit Cole turn to the turd.
I would have partially won some money there on Tyler.
Yeah. I was at this game, by the way, too.
If we're talking about one decision, hey, we need a president to call as this is going on and say, don't do it. The Gerrit Cole it would be a decision that wasn't made. I guess it was made in a different direction. Yeah. But the Prez would have needed to call and say, hey, man, go Gerrit Cole here. Now, what was it, Will Smith?
Was it Will Harris? Yeah, Will Harris.
Yeah, that.
I spent freaking absurd money to be at that game seven. I was sitting right behind our bullpen on the front row for game seven that day, and I saw Gerrit Cole get up, stand up, and act like he might, you know, loosen up, start warming up in the pen. Sure enough.
Yeah, because he thought the obvious decision was going to be made, too. If you had the easy button to press at that point in time, like sprinkler head pops up out of the field as Harris is jogging in, boom, he trips, tears his Achilles. Here comes Gerrit Cole.
Here comes the Secret Service escorting Cole out onto the field.
Yeah.
Hey, that's it covered, Houston, don't worry.
First time in 25 years they've used the bullpen cart.
AJ wasn't going to do it, but I stepped in. I knew what I was doing.
Well, you guys got – I didn't realize y'all had such good Trump voices.
I don't really know why I decided to go Trump there in that situation.
That's good. That's good.
It's a good conversation, man.
All right.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanses and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.